Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Dharad. Today is Tuesday, 19th of December, and here are the top things to know before market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open marginally lower on December 19, as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a flat to negative start for the broader index with a loss of 15 points. In the previous trading session, the equity indices snapped bull run to end marginally lower in a volatile session. At close, the Sensex was down 0.2% to 71,300 levels and the Nifty was down 0.1% to 21,400 levels. The pivot point calculator today indicates that the Nifty might take an immediate support placed at 21,377 levels and likely to see an immediate resistance of 21,467 levels. Some of the stocks to watch in today's trading session are OMCs after the government has announced a significant reduction in the windfall profit tax applied to domestically produced crude oil and diesel exports. The special additional excise duty on domestically produced crude oil was cut to 1,000 rupees per ton from 5,000 rupees per ton. Simultaneously, the special additional excise duty on diesel exports was cut from 1 rupee per litre to 0.5 rupee per litre. The second stock to watch out in today's trading session would be IDFC First Bank after the lender received RBI nod for the merger of IDFC and IDFC Financial Company with itself. Third, Marico, as the company's top brand Parachute Advanced, launched a new hair oil, Sampoorna. Fourth, HDFC Bank, after the private lender raised over 7,000 crore rupees through its maiden 10-year infrastructure bond issue. Now coming back to primary markets, three new IPOs will be opening for subscription today. They include RBZ Jewelers, Credo Brands and Happy Forgings. Now let's take a look at how the global markets have fared. Overnight, the US markets ended higher as the US Federal Reserve's three likely rate cuts shared for 2024 boosted investors' confidence. All three major averages are on the pace to finish December with gains. The S&P 500 index is up 3.8% for the month and coming off its longest weekly winning streak since 2017. The tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite Index is up nearly 5% and Dow Jones is up nearly 4%. Meanwhile, Asia-Pacific markets were mixed in today's trading session as investors assessed the Bank of Japan's final rate decision for 2023, as well as minutes from the Reserve Bank of Australia's December meeting. According to a Reuters poll, the Bank of Japan is expected to stick with its negative interest rate policy, whereas the RBA minutes revealed that the Australian Central Bank decided first the board to raise interest rates by 25 basis points, but eventually decided to hold rates at 4.3%. To this, Japan's Nikkei 225 inched up marginally, while Australia's S&P 200 index rose 0.5% and South Korea's Kospi was marginally lower. Coming to commodities market, oil prices continued to trade below the $80 per barrel mark. Brent crude stood at $78 per barrel, whereas WTI crude trades at $72 per barrel. However, attacks by Iran-backed Houthini militants on ships in the Red Sea have already rocked global trade, and there could be more disruptions and price increases to come for shipments of goods and fuel. Several major shipping lines and oil transporters have suspended their services through the Red Sea, as per reports, as more than a dozen vessels have come under attack since the start of the Israel-Hamas war in early October. Now, in today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Ajit Mishra of Relic Air Broking, who talks about whether markets are in an overbought zone or not. Listen in.
So, overbought, yes, because 7 weeks of successive rise, so definitely the oscillators are stretched. But the best part is that we are seeing rotational buying across the key sectors. So, last week it was IT, metal, which were on the front foot. Earlier it was the banking and auto and the other majors, they were helping. So, as long as we are seeing this trend continuing, I doubt that there will be any meaningful correction. So, off late also in the last, like in a few days, into the beginning of the last week, we saw like, you know, a couple of days of correction or sideways movement in the index.
Mm.
So that might continue, like, you know, seeing this kind of overall trend. Plus, the global clues are also very conducive, means especially the US markets are trading at record highs after 2 years.
Mm.
So I doubt that there will be any meaningful correction in the market. So 21,000, 21,200 is the area basically that we are eyeing as a support zone.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you. Have a great trading day, and we will catch you tomorrow at the same time.